So, the final game of this divisional playoff week is the New England Patriots versus the Houston Texans.
The Patsies versus the Texans. The Texans obviously got embarrassed on Monday Night Football. Maybe they should be happy they're not playing on Monday Night Football because they didn't look too good against New England last time, and maybe they don't play well at night because they didn't look too good against Green Bay either.
Well, I don't know. They seem to have just taken their beatings when they've come. When it's time for them to lose, they just roll over and die.
Yes.
Which is not a good quality in a team.
Yeah.
Typically, you want to go ahead and keep your team in there fighting to go ahead and pull out a victory. As a Steeler fan, I think it's in our blood to go ahead and hate two teams. And I think the first one already came out already on the column here this week. I have no affection whatsoever for Baltimore. You know, some people may speculate that we're supposed to hate the Browns, but you know, that Browns team that I'm supposed to hate was ripped out and stripped out and moved to Baltimore, so I'll always hate them instead. And the other team is the Patriots, and anything can be said about reasons why, but, you know, I'm a shallow person. I just hate him. So,
Tom Brady's hair. You hate his hair.
I hate his hair. Right? You know what? I hate that he has a supermodel wife. I hate everything about the guy. I hate Bill Belichick's sweatshirts that he wears with no sleeves on him. I mean, this guy looks like a bum off the street. But
he's a hell of a football coach and bum.
Yeah, and the thing I got to say about it is no matter how much my fan opinion comes in on it, and I know I'm going to get torn apart for saying all this on the boards, but no matter how much my fan opinion comes apart, I don't see any way the Texans stand a chance in this game.
I agree. You could say they took that beat down so badly before, they will have a chip on their shoulder. They'll be wanting to prove something. But you know, right now the Patriots are in that mode. The Patriots are in that mode where their offense is firing on all signals. When that offense gets going, it not only knocks back the defense, but it knocks back the other team's offense, because then the offense feels pressure that, oh my God, we have to score touchdowns because our defense cannot stop them.
Well, Belichick is ruthless in that manner. When he decides that he's going to put a team out, there's no maybe this team is coming
back.
There's
no field goals when I'm inside the 25. I'm going for touchdowns even if there's 3 minutes left in the game and I'm up by 30. Tom Brady's throwing the ball, and he's throwing it to Wes Welker. He's throwing it to any of his other tight end / H-back / fullback / whatever they call him these days. And, yeah, but Belichick is never one to stand back from going from the throat. It'd be nice if the Texans could keep it close. Even in that, if it's a close game, I don't think it weighs in favor of the Texans because it is in Foxborough. It is January. And if it snows, God help them, because the Patriots tend to score a hell of a lot of points when it snows.
I think this becomes I don't see this being even a bump in the road for the Patriots this week. I think this is a practice week for them, which is unfortunate because I think Denver's going to have to play and play hard against the Ravens.
Yeah.
This is basically another rest week, and I hope they look at it that way and get beat. But, you know, this is a pick I'd love to be wrong about, but there's no way that I can see it. I can't see that defense holding down New England.
No.
And once that game starts to get away, I think it's gone.
Yeah, I agree. To your point earlier where you said that when they start getting beat down, they just kind of go, okay, I guess we're screwed. And that, I mean, it kind of happened in the Cincinnati game. You know, even though they won the game, they could not pull away.
Right.
They could not pull away from the team.
The Texans didn't look like they wanted to go to the next game. They kept saying, hey, please take us over, Bengals. Yeah. The Bengals were supposed to be an immediate write-off. They snuck into the playoffs, as far as it goes. The Texans barely lost the first seed. This is a team that should have walked in there and said, hey, look, you have to beat us if you want to go somewhere. And that was their game to go ahead and dominate. And instead, they barely won.
Schaub has looked very, very ordinary Once again, no Flacco.
Exactly.
Know, but yeah, Schaub has looked very, very ordinary the last few weeks. If they can't, they got the running game going, but Schaub was still making bad passes. He was still, I mean, you know, the one touchdown that Cincinnati had in the second half was from a pick six. And, you know, it's...
I think he's one of the better quarterbacks and more dedicated quarterbacks out there. But the thing is he has one notes on the receivers. He's had it for the last so many years. Yeah. They keep getting these guys in there. They keep saying they're going to be, hey, look, we're going to have Jacoby Jones this year. And we're going to have, what was the other guy they had the year before? I don't even know who plays opposite of Andre Johnson.
Yeah, no, Andre Johnson is there.
Andre Johnson is the whole wide receiving core.
Yeah.
You have three talented running backs. Everyone knows their names, but you have not a single wide receiver other than Andre Johnson.
Yeah, and that's an issue, and they drafted a new receiver this past season, but obviously he hasn't done very much because you haven't heard his name called. So, yeah, I think unfortunately for the Texans, and I kind of like the Texans and the fact that when I used to play Madden all the time, this was one of the teams I would play with besides the Steelers. So maybe I kind of have a soft spot in my head for them. But, yeah, I don't – to me, this is kind of like the Green Bay-Minnesota game of last week after you heard that Joe Webb was going to be the starter. You're like, yeah, there's no way in hell that Green Bay is going to lose that game, and I agree with this one. I don't think there's any way in hell that the Patriots lose this game.
I've had a soft spot for the Texans ever since I had Steve Slayton in his first year on my fantasy team.
There you go.
And won my championship that year. So, but, you know, I definitely don't see any single way that they walk away with a victory.
Agreed.
Pats, both of us. And I believe we pretty much agreed on all picks.
I think we agreed on all picks. So no, unfortunately, no heads clashing here. But, hey, maybe next week.
Yeah, next week we'll do it. All right. This is Clinton Schaefer.
And Tom Suit.
Signing off for the NFL Tackle.
Hasta.
This has been thechud.com